Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show. Normally at this time, we talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Doerrle. But again, playoff time, very busy getting ready for Pittsburgh State. So Coach Doerrle has sent an assistant coach, Joel Osborne, with us to talk this week. Joel, the wide receivers and recruiting coach at Northwest Missouri State. And again, our interview with the Northwest Missouri State football coaches, underwritten each week by Maryville's Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. The interview is recorded each Monday at noon from Maryville's Hy-Vee and can be heard on KXCV KRNW beginning at 5:25 Monday afternoons and available online at kxcv.org. Again, the Northwest Missouri State football team coming off an exciting one this past Saturday as Northwest came from behind to defeat Midwestern State 38-31 in overtime. And Joel Osborne, you've been around and seen a lot of close ball games through the years and some exciting finishes for Northwest, and this one has to rank right up there with the best of them.
Yeah, I definitely think it does. Very proud of our kids. We were down the entire game and never gave up, and we got that win in the fourth quarter, and we're able to pin them deep and get good field position and get a couple drives and a couple scores.
It really seemed like the wind was one of the big keys to that game, and it was as much of a factor as anything, where the team that had the wind had a little bit of an advantage there. And when you look at what Midwestern State did when they had the wind in the second quarter, two of their touchdowns resulted on very short drives just because he just couldn't punt the ball into that weather, where they took over on the 39 on their one scoring drive and the 29 on another scoring drive, and that really makes it tough on a defense that I think really played pretty well throughout the football game.
Yeah, and we put our defense in a tough position the second quarter twice, and, you know, like you said, it really affected the kicking game, and we weren't able to get a couple first downs and get any drives going the second quarter there. When we were into the wind, and unfortunately gave our defense a short field to work with.
And when you look at the third quarter, you came out and you played two consecutive quarters going into the wind, came out in the third quarter, and again a short field for Midwestern State that resulted in just a field goal, and that was all they were able to come up with in the third quarter. I would imagine everyone had to feel pretty good at that particular point that kind of held serve there in the third quarter, and came out of it only giving up 3 points.
Yeah, we felt great. When we talked at halftime, we just talked about surviving the third quarter, getting into the fourth quarter in shape. And if we were still alive in the fourth quarter, we thought we were going to be able to take control of the game.
And let's talk about offensively throughout the ball game and some of the things that you were able to get going as that game went along, and just kind of talk about the rhythm it seemed like the team was able to get into by the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and even though we didn't score the third quarter, we did get an offensive rhythm going where we got some sustained some drives. And that led to the fourth quarter. We got a couple short porches where they had to kick in the wind, and gave us a lot of confidence. And our guys, like I said, they were really resilient, played tough, and when we had to make plays, we made them.
And again, the running game, very key in a game playing in the weather like that, and another good performance out of James Franklin.
Yeah, James did a great job running with the football. I thought he protected the ball well, and he got a lot of yards after contact. And, you know, just he's an explosive player for us. And when they only put six guys in the box and they're going to cover the pass, and you got a guy like that you can hand the ball off to, it is a big benefit to your offense.
Another guy that's been bothered with the injuries this season that just really doesn't have the speed that you expected to is Jake Sawyer. And Jake really has had to fight that injury bug this year, but he really came up big in that second half, coming up with some crucial catches on third and fourth downs there.
Yeah, Jake did a great job in the second half. They're making plays when we needed him to. And, you know, we kind of find him over the middle of the field a couple times there, and he was able to get open in man coverage and beat his guy. And he's a big target, and anytime you can get the ball into his hands, good things usually happen.
I thought Trevor Adams settled down, played a very good game at quarterback again, playing in place of Blake Christopher, who's been suffering through that knee injury. And Trevor came up and did a lot of things well in that game, just operating the offense that perhaps maybe the stats don't even indicate.
Yeah, and the thing that the stats don't show is the tempo that Trevor played with. He was very commanding of the offense. We were able to wear them down the second half, and he was throwing on time. He wasn't holding on to the ball. I don't believe he got sacked the entire game. If he did, it was probably because we slipped or something like that. But he was throwing on time. He threw with a lot of confidence, and he threw the ball well into that wind.
And also ran the ball on occasion and picked up a first down there when he needed it as well, kind of sliding to a halt, knowing where he needed to get to pick up the first down.
Yeah, he was able to run the football, and we were able to take advantage. Anytime you can run the football with your quarterback, you gain a number in the box, and we were able to take advantage of that. And some of his runs were on fourth and short, third and short, so those were key runs for us.
At what point in the ball game did you feel like momentum had turned and that things were looking good for Northwest?
I really felt like we grabbed the momentum in the second quarter when we were down by 18, and we took the football and went 80 yards for a long, sustained touchdown drive. And even though we didn't come out right away in the second half and play like we wanted to, I really felt like that changed momentum. We kept our defense off the field, didn't give them another chance to score before halftime, and our offense really gained some confidence.
And did you see a little bit of a change in attitude for Midwestern State after that drive?
I think we did a little bit, and more so in the fourth quarter. You know, you could kind of feel it when we had the ball in their territory, and they kind of backs were up against the wall, and we were able to make plays, and they weren't.
Able to tie the game up at 31. Still some time on the clock at that particular point. One more possession for Midwestern State. But you kind of felt like at that point, if you could just get a stop there and then maybe play for overtime offensively, even that things would be good. But you have to hand it to Midwestern State. They made that drive, got all the way down, and had an opportunity at the end with just under 10 seconds left to come up with a game-winning field goal that fortunately, for Northwest, went wide left.
Yeah, and they were able, just like they'd done all year, they were a great offense, and they were able to get a drive on our defense and make some plays, and they got down there in field goal range, and you know, we knew we had a good chance that it was going to miss just based on watching our kicker kicking warm-ups into that win, and thank gosh he was able to hook left a little bit.
That's right, and then they go into overtime. Talk about the mindset of how you wanted to go through overtime.
Yeah, in overtime, what you want to do is, if you do win the toss, you want to defer. I think they won the toss, so they deferred, so then we took it, and we were able to go down right away and score. We had three positive plays in a row and didn't take any negative plays. That's a big key in overtime, not taking negative plays. And obviously Kyle Kilgore, that catch he made in the back of the end zone was very crucial. And Trevor did a great job as well with the pump fake, getting that safety to suck up.
And it really set the pace for then Midwestern State knew they had to score a touchdown to at least tie the game and maybe go for two if you wanted at that point. But most of the time, just tie it and keep on going. But really put the pressure on them at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at the statistics in overtime, I think they had six rushing plays for only 7 yards. So they couldn't run the ball on our defense. And we put them in a position where they had to throw it. And they hadn't done that well all day. And our defense was in a great position to make a play, even though the kid didn't catch the ball. But, you know, we put them in a position where they had to make a play, and they didn't make it. And we were very excited at that point.
I thought at that point you really got great pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, we did. Our guys up front really figured out how to get to him at the end of the game, and they were doing a great job of making him throw errant passes.
Thought a guy who stepped up big out of several on the defensive side, but 2 weeks in a row you see a guy, Matt Longacre, step up and make some big plays when he really needed the play.
Yeah, every time I seem to look up, it's either Matt Longacre making a play or DJ Nader lately, and those guys did a great job for us.
Hey, you have to feel good about that. A couple guys like that's got some years coming back.
Yeah, right. You know, they're technically freshmen right now, but they're not playing like it. And anytime at this point in the year you have freshmen playing, they've played a full season, so they're really, you know, they're an experienced group now, and they've been in tight games and, you know, made some plays when we needed them to, so they got a lot of confidence.
And you talked about Kyle Kilgore getting that catch in the back of the end zone. I know Charlie Flora after the game felt that going in there was going to be an opportunity somewhere along the line to take advantage of the tight end, and Kilgore was really had only four catches for the day, three of those for touchdowns, and really set things up for Kyle on those plays.
Yeah, he played great. Kyle does a great job for us, and usually he's always on the field for us. And this year he's both threats. He's a run blocker and he's a pass catcher. And he made some plays on Saturday that were big for us. Obviously catching those touchdowns.
And again, going into that game, I think the feeling was you're going to face maybe the most physical team that Northwest has played this season, especially on the offensive and defensive lines. And it really did seem like they were a very extremely physical team out there.
They were very physical, very explosive. I know our defensive staff said that was the most physical team we played all year. They were very big up front. And then you factor in how big their running backs were. And then plus they got a running quarterback. So, you know, I thought those guys, hats off to them. They played really well, and they're a physical group and one of the toughest ones we played all year.
I thought the adjustments that the defensive unit was able to make as that game went along really were crucial in the second half. You look at Jackson, the running back that had a big first half for Midwestern State, really couldn't get anything going there in the second half.
Yeah, our defense, they do a great job. Our defensive staff goes into a locker room each game and makes adjustments regardless of how well we're playing, and And, you know, those adjustments definitely paid off in the second half, and we were able to shut down the running game. And in tune, they were able to get us on the field more, and we got a rhythm going, and it just things work really well when your defense is playing well and then your offense starts to play well.
I know we talked a little bit about this last week as far as just the playoff experience that Northwest has, but again, when you go into a game on the road like that, weather situation a little bit less ideal. How much of a factor did it play that you've got a group of guys and coaches that have been there before and set the standard is to go down and win a game like that?
Yeah, it's huge because we've had the experience of going down there, you know, against those Lone Star teams and going into their place and winning, and we know the recipe for that. And, you know, you have to be disciplined, you have to be physical, you have to play smart football. And I thought we did that, and we went down there and we took advantage of some opportunities, and, you know, we're able to hang together and stay together as a unit and pull out the win.
I think the aspect of the fact that just you talk about the team aspect of it, I think that was one of the keys that Midwestern State, obviously a very good football team. They only one loss now on the season, that coming at the hands of Northwest. But it just seemed like when the game was on the line, Northwest really came together, and that maybe a little bit better than what Midwestern State did.
Yeah, I think the team aspect right there is the key. I don't know how much of a team they are as far as their chemistry and everything, but I know that our guys, the chemistry we have right now is really special, and you know, everybody's playing for each other out there. They're not individuals, and you know, our guys are just pulling for everybody to make plays, no matter who's making the plays. Because we got a lot of guys that have made plays in the past that maybe aren't making as many as this year, but they're just as happy as they were when they were making plays.
Now, as you take a look at the way this season has played out, you only have two losses on the year. One to Missouri Western, you were able to come back and avenge that loss with a win in the playoffs. The other loss to Pittsburgh State, and again, both of those losses just by 3 points apiece in each of those games. Now you have another shot at Pittsburgh State, this time in the quarterfinals of the Division II playoffs.
Yeah, we're very excited to go down there and play at Pittsburgh. I'm really excited for our kids because I've played down there before, and I know what type of atmosphere it is. It's going to be a great atmosphere on Saturday. There'll be a lot of people there. I think we're going to have a pretty good following, and it should make for a great college football Saturday.
Now, that's one of the unfortunate aspects of the game at Arrowhead every year is you take that game off of campus, and Northwest and Pittsburgh State probably have as good of atmosphere as anywhere in Division II football, if not a lot of Division I schools, where you miss that a little bit by playing the game down at Arrowhead. Now, the pros are obviously better than the cons as far as playing at Arrowhead, but still, it's kind of nice to see this matchup on a college campus.
Yeah, it is, and that's, you know, one of those things. Like I said, well, I'm excited we get to go down there. It's one of the better venues in Division II, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. And, you know, playing on the road like that, you always want to play in a good atmosphere, and it gets the kids excited. And, you know, we're playing in the playoffs still. That's another big key is we're still playing, and we're very excited for that.
And let's just talk about the matchup now. Pittsburgh State, a team that had a strong second half against Northwest in the first meeting. And I think if you compare the two teams, obviously let's just start it from Northwest standpoint. Comparing the two teams, I think defensively Northwest has really come together even more so than what they were at that particular point in the season.
I really think so as well. Our guys have done a great job eliminating big plays. And I think in that first game, that's one of the big keys for Pitt State was they scored on a lot of big plays. And, you know, I think if we can come out and eliminate those big plays, we'll have a really good chance in this game, and that'll be a big key for us.
Now, as far as offense goes, let's talk about how Northwest offense maybe has changed a little bit since that game.
Well, you know, at that time, Blake was playing, and, you know, everybody seemed to be pretty healthy. And you know, at that time, though, our backs weren't really as much of a factor as they are now. And I think our running backs are playing a lot better. I think up front we're more physical, and we're running the football better as a team. You know, we're a little different right now than we were then. Obviously, we got Trevor playing, and he's done a great job. We're looking forward to Saturday.
I think overall as a team, when you look at that first meeting, obviously Northwest had a lot of things going into that ball game with some big games. But at that particular point, a lot of the young guys really hadn't been tested coming into that particular matchup with some of the teams that you played early on in the schedule. Well, as you talked a little bit with a couple of guys on the defensive side that have since been tested a little bit, and they're not playing like freshmen at this point, and I think that might be one of the biggest differences really for the entire team coming into the second matchup.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on. You know, that was our first big game we'd played in this year, and we're a very young football team. You know, since then we played at Central Missouri, we played Missouri Western, we played Washburn. played Missouri Western again, played down at Midwestern. So we've played in a lot of big games now, and Pittsburgh State has as well. So, you know, we're both battle-tested, and, you know, that'll be a who can keep their composure in this game will be a big key.
Yeah, I think when you look at Pittsburgh State, they probably feel going into this game as well that they're probably playing at a higher level than what they played even when Northwest played them the first time.
Yeah, I definitely think they are. You know, if you watch their defense, just some of the things that they did to Washburn on Saturday, you know, their defensive line was able to get after the quarterback. I thought their linebackers played really well, you know, tackling the running backs. They held them to, I think, 20-some yards rushing. You know, and then you watch their secondary on film, and their corners are playing press, bump and run, and, you know, really eliminating big plays from Washburn's receivers. So, you know, they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're playing at a high level on defense, and, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Yeah, and when you face an offense like Washburn, it's, Northwest did a good job against Washburn as well, but you know the type of guys that they went up against, so that they have to be playing well to play and come away with a good run like they did against the Ichabods.
Yeah, absolutely. It starts with, you know, their quarterback, Dane Simoneau. They were able to hold him to 14 for 40 passing, you know, and they were able to get two interceptions. Then you look at their skill guys. Washburn had a couple of really good receivers, and they have a good running back. They also had a good tight end. So, you know, just like you said, we know how good Washburn is, and I think it just speaks volumes for how well Pitt's defense is playing right now.
And when you talk at look at Northwest, I know you're working very close with all the wide receivers, and you've had to have a lot of guys step up and play well at that wide receiver spot this season just because Jake's been bothered by the injury. You've seen Shaw, again, be slowed by his injury. That you've got again, it shows the type of depth Northwest has where you have some guys be able to step up. Bryce Young comes to mind. He's really stepped out in the forefront. Mosley's also played well. And so you've got some guys that are stepping in and taking some responsibility there and doing a good job with it.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some guys that are stepping up right now. I think the other one that you didn't mention was Taylor Pierce. He's really done a great job for us playing multiple positions. You know, we got a couple other guys as well. But, you know, those guys have really done a good job. They took a lot of ownership in our group. And, you know, I think it started last spring with some of those guys. You know, Mosley had a great spring ball, and then he – you know, some of those guys had great off seasons, and they came into fall camp, and there was a lot of competition, and which we didn't have last year. We didn't have competition, and, you know, this year I think that's the biggest difference. We've had a lot of competition. It's raised everybody's level, and, you know, they've all accepted the challenge, and they have a lot of confidence in each other as well.
And it's something I think that you have this year that perhaps wasn't quite as strong last year, the running attack, a little bit more of a balanced offense this year.
Yes, the running attack has helped our offense immensely. You know, we got two guys right now that are really running the football very well. Obviously, James the last three games has done really well. And then, you know, mix in our quarterback running as well. And we've been able to get some mileage out of that too. So, you know, we're very balanced right now in offense, and we're able to do both the run and the pass, and that's a big key right now. And anytime you're playing in the playoffs, you have to be able to run the football. We always talk about that. When you play in December, it's going to be cold. Conditions aren't going to be good. You got to be able to run the football, and that's what we've been able to do so far, so hopefully we can continue it.
Now, when you talk about James Franklin, I know Northwest has had a lot of strong running backs come through the years, but James seems to be one of the guys that really a little bit deceptive when you just look at him to begin with. He doesn't look like that big a guy, but he is as tough as anybody I think we see in a Bearcat uniform to try to bring down. Most of the time, that first hit's not going to do it.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest keys is his balance. He's able to stay on his feet all, you know, most of the time, and he's got very strong lower body. And then also his flexibility. You know, he can maneuver in ways that other people can't. And, you know, his lateral agility as well. He's very good side to side. And then he's explosive on his first step. He doesn't have the best top end speed, but he's very explosive on his first step, which reminds me a little bit of LaRon. But he's definitely a great player for us.
Now, when you look over on the for Northwest defensively, they'll line up against Pittsburgh State. I guess, again, it's a case where you have to maybe first start focusing on their quarterback, Dickey. He's a guy that brings an awful lot to the table for the Gorillas.
Yeah, he can not only run the football, but he's a very good thrower as well. And anytime you got a guy that's a threat to run the football and throw the ball, you know, that's something you have to key on. I think last game he had over 100 yards rushing on us, as well as over 200 yards passing. So, you know, he played very well against us at Arrowhead. And he's going to be a big key for us to contain.
And really, when you look at the Gorillas' offense through the years, they've been known for that option and perhaps not as strong a passing team. But I think sometimes that kind of sneaks up on a lot of people. They are a pretty good passing team as well now.
Yeah, and it helps that he has the guys that he has out of receiver. He's got, you know, I believe it's there's two Browns, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, the sophomore is a really good player. He's a return specialist as well. And those guys, he's got guys that can make plays right now for him. And he's got the people that they haven't necessarily had in the past at the receiver position. And he's doing a great job finding them. And, you know, they're making plays when they need to.
As far as the special teams, how do those special teams stack up in this matchup?
Yeah, they're very good. The return game and both the punt returns and kickoff returns is very, very well. You know, they have first team return guy on for Pitt, and we're going to have to key into him and make sure we can contain him. And then, you know, obviously anytime you can make any plays on special teams, it's going to be to your advantage. So if we can get maybe a block punt or, you know, a kickoff return for a touchdown or punt return for a touchdown, that's going to help us a lot.
And as far as the goals for this team, again, you touched a little bit about it. Well, one of the goals every year is to be playing in December. And if you're still playing in December, you know you've had a pretty good season up to this point. And, again, it bodes well for this Bearcat football team right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is our third step in the playoffs, and there's five each year. And we want to be at that fifth step, but we know we have to take it one at a time. And, you know, we were playing Missouri Western. Our next goal was to play on Thanksgiving. You know, and then we were playing on Thanksgiving. Our next goal is to play in December. You know, and now our next goal is to play on national TV next week. You know, so it's just one step at a time. And good thing is our kids are really focused on week by week. They're not looking ahead at all because they know we don't have room for error to do that. You know, we have to play well each week in order to move on.
Quarterfinal round matchup, and it's a matchup between two MIAA teams. That says an awful lot for the conference as well.
Yeah, I think it does. You know, we really feel like our conference each year, if you can get out of our conference and make it to the playoffs, even win our conference, you're going to be in great shape in the playoffs because you're going to be battle tested. And just like I said, we had four tough games in the conference season, and you know, that's prepared us for the playoffs.
And again, you go into December, you talked about it a little bit too, but the weather begins to play a little bit more of a factor. We've had some good days throughout this fall and now into early winter, although the wind the last couple 3 weeks has been probably the strongest factor. But does that change a little bit as far as game planning for a matchup when you go into December?
Well, it does a little bit. You have to be able to run the football in order to have success, I think, because you're going to be playing quality opponents, and you can't just be pass oriented or just run oriented. You got to be able to do both, but run the football is the key, because then that sets up your play action pass, you know, and then that keeps them off balance where they got to get more guys in the box. Then you get better matchups on the perimeter with your receivers, and you know, and then you factor in if you do have bad weather, which is most likely to happen. You're more likely to have bad weather in December than good weather. So when you have bad weather, you got to be able to run the football.
Well, it's always fun to be playing at this time. Again, it'll be a heck of an atmosphere down in Pittsburgh, Kansas. We already know that the initial tickets that were released to Northwest have already been sold out, and you have to work a little bit harder to get tickets, but it should be a great crowd of Bearcat fans making the trip down to Pittsburgh, Kansas to make a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We thought we had really good support down in Wichita Falls last week, and we're very much looking forward to this weekend. We know we'll have a great following down at Pittsburgh State, and hope everybody's loud and cheers for the Bearcats.
All right. Well, Joel, you said in the last week it seemed to bring the team some pretty good luck, so hopefully we'll have the same thing coming up this Saturday as well.
I hope so as well.
All right. Joel Osborne's been with us, assistant coach with the Northwest Missouri State football team, filling in for Coach Adam Dorrell. And again, our Northwest coaches interview is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main in Maryville, providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. The interview is recorded each Monday at noon from Maryville's Hy-Vee and can be heard on KXCV KRNW beginning at 5:25 on Monday afternoons and available on demand at kxcv.org. For Coach Osborne, I'm John Coffey, KXCV KRNW Sports.